We are live, Fresh Off the Grill podcast, your main number one podcast for all the MMA news. Let's get straight into it with some NFL talk.
You got the Patriots losing their second straight game against the Kansas City Chiefs. Kind of played like shit in the beginning, like always. Came back at the end. Almost tied it.
Where it definitely didn't count.
Oh, yeah. Well, no.
It doesn't matter if the refs are going to call it like that. You're going to lose it 9 times out of 10.
Those refs were terrible. They took out 2 scoring plays from the Patriots and also missed a couple of big pass interferences.
A pass interference where the guy was on him like a coat.
He was hugging him.
Serious.
Like before the ball even got there. That was a huge miss. They're actually talking about like changing up the reffing next year because of it.
Yeah, I heard that the main guy in the headquarters in like New York might get fired. The one that's supposed to be looking over all the like major calls.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Now, I heard on the talk radio they were talking about this in NBA too, because now they're starting to have the instant replays there too. They're talking about having a guy that's literally just watching the game at all times, and he's the one who calls the challenges, and the coaches don't have anything.
That would make the games fucking like 6 hours long.
No, it's just this guy has a live feed and he's watching everything. If there's anything questionable, he checks it automatically.
You gotta be watching real fucking close if you do that.
One dude.
I don't think I want that done.
I don't want that job. I'll tell you that.
That sounds stressful as fuck.
But rough game for us. That makes us 10-3.
Yeah, 10-3.
I mean, the next couple of weeks are pretty much gimmies. This was our last tough game of the season.
No, we've got Buffalo one more time.
Yeah, okay, Buffalo's our second to last game?
Yeah, we go Cincinnati this week, Buffalo next week, and then closing out in Miami.
Which we will be at, all three of us, that being. Didn't mention we have a special guest, Miss Charity Martin, a.k.a. Charizard, a.k.a. Chetty. Steal my heart.
A.k.a. Chamillionaire.
Hi.
Chamillionaire?
Yeah, Chamillionaire.
Yeah, it's like different. The rapper.
Yeah.
No, the rapper's Chamillionaire.
No, well, no. I'm not an idiot. Mm.
It's spelled C-H, but it's
Chamillionaire. Yeah, but you don't say her name is Carity.
Fair point. You don't.
Okay, I guess.
Yeah. Gabe, nope. I'm too high for you to try to rationalize this shit with me, okay?
What did you think about the game there, Charmeleon?
I don't know, because I felt really sick. But it was stupid. And then afterwards, they were like, when they were interviewing them, everybody was just so pissed. And they were just like,
are they supposed
super
to be happy?
Short and ass. No,
that's
but like,
my favorite part, though.
But they're just like sitting there and like,
you don't like,
people are genuinely interested in asking them questions. Like, they're like students on internships or other shit like that. And they're just fucking assholes. And these poor kids are just like trying to get into the world of news reporting, you know?
You got Belichick like spitting in his face.
Literally, he like kick them while they're down. They're in like fucking broadcasting.
That's my
school.
Favorite. He's always like
making the most disgusting sounds. Like,
he's literally like the ugliest human being that has ever walked here.
He sounds like he just tried to eat flubber.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, he's so gross.
Ew.
The most repulsive human being.
After all these years, you still get excited for the opening night?
Yeah, I like football. I like football season and all the things that go with it.
I'm going to use that as a clip to draw him into the episode, just us making Bill Belichick noises while he's in press conference interviews and stuff.
Jesus.
Guys, that was the first time I ever watched one, and I was like, fuck. Because I didn't realize, like, I always thought he was, like, a dick just because he's ugly. But, like, I don't know.
What? Then,
I thought he was a dick just because he's really unattractive. I don't know why I associated that together, but something about his face being so ugly, it makes him look angry.
She's been dating me too long, the way she's talking.
I'm telling you.
He's probably real mean.
No. To me?
No,
Talk about what it's like to go to the supermarket with me and be like, oh, look how fat that person is.
I hate it. I hate
Wait,
it
who
when
says
you do that.
It? Oh, yeah.
It's so mean.
You're like, Jesus.
It's the worst. You do that.
You just fucking
and then,
kill yourself.
Literally. It's just, oh my God, it's so bad. That's why I was scared when you guys were in Shaw's. I was like, Gabe did it.
The siren? What did you
there
say?
There were 2 sirens.
Okay, what did you, okay, walk me through your thought process while you're sitting in the car because you're too high to go into Shaw's.
Okay, so this is what
to
happened.
To be fair, I was too fucking high to go into Shaw's.
Ow, I have something in my... Oh, ow. It hurts. Okay. So I was sitting in the car, and this guy pulls up next to me, and it was like a dad. And he was in like a fucking Sebring. I don't even know. And he was like... Cool dad. It was really...
he's a cool dad.
Yeah, it was like a... coupe. I don't, whatever, it doesn't matter. The point is that it had tinted windows that were literally like as black as Gabe's window right now, like as black as your t-shirt. I couldn't see through him. So I was like, what the hell? And then he got out. So I'm freaking out. So I'm like paranoid, you know? I'm like,
he didn't roll down the window and say, sir, do you have any gray poop on?
No. And then he tried to close his trunk 4 times and every time it kept opening. And I was like, he's faking that. He's going to come over here and ask me to help him with his trunk. I'm going to go over there and he's going to put me in the trunk. And so from there, I was like, I heard a siren and I was like, oh shit, maybe, you know, whatever. And then I heard another siren and they were getting really close. And I was like, Gabe said something. Pissed everybody off. There's a fight, possible gunfire. I was terrified. So I just sat there and didn't do anything to help. But like
something beginning with N and something ending with R is what you said. Gabe
said.
Well,
she didn't say the word.
Gabe said neighbor, and then they called the cops.
Yeah. I'm serious. I thought it. I don't even want to say like a brief flash.
I would like, never.
What?
He would. Totally would. I wish I could think like that. I'm too fucking high to even think. The only thing I remember thinking is when Gabe got something at Starbucks, he was the only one. And she asked him for his name. I was like, what the fuck does she need his name for?
That was a little weird,
there's
right?
No one else here.
I don't
here.
Get when they do that because then it's like...
It's
okay.
An inconvenience
for them.
You don't
forget faces that quickly. Yeah. It's not like, yeah. Like I wouldn't look at you and you'd walk away and I'd be like, oh, shit.
I mean, she had a little Shaw's badge on, so I'm guessing that she was probably like filling in there. But It is part of the Shaw's, so I don't know how that works.
Oh.
I know when Scott worked at Starbucks and Target, he was a Target employee.
Hey.
What?
Tell me if this happened or if I was imagining it.
Okay. In the store?
Yeah. When you gave your order, you said medium. And then the lady got confused and she's like, oh no, wait, I can understand.
No, what happened was she's like, well, what size do you want? And I was like, a medium. I don't know what it is. It's called here. Cause you know, how Starbucks is like venti,
like
grande,
yeah.
Large. Like that. Those are like those. What is it? No, it's a tall. Tall is a small.
Yep.
Grande is a medium.
Yep.
And venti is a large.
Yeah, and then...
Which doesn't make any sense because it's like grande is Spanish, venti is Italian. I don't know what tall is.
No, I think grande is in Italian too.
They all have to be Italian. That must be
why. Maybe
they
just
did
like with
it.
A different...
Grande.
Yeah, like you never...
It's got an accent.
Why'd you make it sound like fucking the Jaguar?
I don't know.
Like what?
Grande. Yeah, I speak Italian. This is what I sound like a Mario.
Oh, I hate it. I hate it.
Make a pizza pie. Spicy meatball. That's what they all sound like.
You have to only order like that at Starbucks.
Isaac,
from now on.
That's okay. Isaac kind of talks like that because he grew up in Italy. But he says shit like he'll be on the phone and he'll be like, "Oh, mamma mia," and shit like that. He'll literally say that. But it's like a skinny little African kid.
So I'd have to say him bumba clap.
Yeah, I think that's because of the music he listens to. Because he listens to all that reggae dance club music.
Wait.
That's literally the best way to describe it. Because you got to understand it's a mix of all of them. And this dude's always singing along to it. And you're like, what the fuck are they even saying?
I just need to point something out that you haven't learned since your last Starbucks experience what the sizes are. Because if I remember correctly, you caused a scene. I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding. But you did. You were kind of mean to the girl.
I'm going to throw you down the staircase.
And then I came in and told all your friends about it.
And you were like, so gay. Spit in this girl's face and said, make me a coffee, you cunt.
Did you use it? Did you say that?
Like... No, she did. The way she described it, it was, I was
you
like,
called it espresso, not espresso.
Yeah, but I specifically remember asking her for that, and she's like, just a shot? And I was like, yeah, that's what espresso is.
Yeah, but like most people don't want you to say that that's what espresso is part. Like sometimes people just want you to say yeah and agree with them. Like you don't always have to say that.
And then like, she was like, do you want
extra part?
Shut up.
This is too much.
And then she's like, do you want two of them? And I was like, I don't know, dude. Put it in a cup. That was the thing that you, I remember you flipped on. Because I was, she was like, she's like,
where else am I supposed to put it?
Yeah, that's what it was.
I don't know, in my ass.
She's like, do you want it in a cup? And I was like, yeah, where else are you going to put it? That's
my whole entire point, Gabe. That's what I say every time. They don't need the extra little sprinkle for pizzazz. Like, you can just be like, yes,
stop.
Please.
First of all, stop banging the table.
Oh, sorry.
You're coming off as aggressive right now, but also the microphone picks it up.
My bad. But I'm serious.
She's over here slamming her hand and then pointing at me and then like doing the hand cutthroat motions. She's very intimidating, this girl. I don't know if you got you can hear that in audio land, but
I honestly thought I was going to be raped for a second. He had the craziest look in his eyes, and at one point he said, "Let's get it on."
I'm so out of it. I thought you were being serious for a second.
No, she's aggressive.
Oh,
look how red her eyes are. Bloodshot, mad, angry.
Oh shit, she's got a knife.
Rob, I can't save you because she's between us and the gun safe. I can't help you.
Death is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, that's true.
I said that. I say that all the time. I've been known to.
Do you really?
I said it today at school.
Isaac, our buddy Isaac, we were talking about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because our friend was choking when he was like eating pizza at lunch.
Oh, I hate when people choke.
And Rob was like, hey, you going to save him, boy?
So inconvenient.
And Isaac goes, nah, man. And you're like, really? You wouldn't save him? And he was like, death is a beautiful thing.
I said that today. Well, no, I didn't say exactly.
Sometimes death is a beautiful thing.
So what? He no Heimlich? He just let him
choke to death.
He basically said
he didn't die.
Yeah, he died.
But had it been a real scenario where he was choking, then yes, he'd
Isaac.
Be dead.
Isaac basically told him he's like I believe in reincarnation, so like you'll come back in the another life.
And then I asked him, I was like, you mean I could come back as like a tiger, a lion, or
he's
something?
He's like, no.
He was like, no.
Only other people.
I was like, that fucking sucks. That's wacky
shit.
Yeah,
that's way. I want to be a dog and come back. Like, I want to be something cool.
I want to be like another person. Like,
you're boring, and apparently you believe the same thing he does.
No, I just think it would be fun because you could live at different times and shit, you know? No? Cool. Just me? Got it.
Man, being a person now sucks.
Yeah.
Can you imagine being a person before like electricity and shit?
I would rather, because you know what? I wouldn't have any.
I know you'd churn some good butter.
Ew.
Jesus Christ, Gabe.
God. Okay, anyway.
I imagine you the little bonnet.
What?
The puffy sleeves.
I just picture that old bitch from Billy Madison talking about Sasquatch when you say that, so stop.
I picture Little House on the Prairie because that was my favorite thing. Okay, I'm sorry.
Try to paint this nice, innocent picture of you. You're like, I watched Little House on the Prairie. And then after that.
You literally were just saying I was churning butter. What did they do?
After that.
I don't know.
What did they do?
I watched the Brady Bunch with my mom.
Huh?
Yeah, that's what you said.
That I watched it with my mom?
You watched the Brady Bunch with your mom. Because you're such a perfect little Christian girl.
Seventh Heaven.
No, Seventh Heaven was so
dumb. Ooh, gonna rape some kids, probably.
I was gonna say, isn't that
he's
guy?
He's a pedophile.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Oh, my God, speaking of pedophiles, I started watching that show, Surviving R. Kelly, on Netflix last night.
That's a what?
Yeah, it's like a mini-series, I think.
Anyway, let's talk about some UFC that was on this weekend.
I knew those were
ESPN 7. No, wait. UFC on ESPN 7, yeah. Garbage fucking title, and I'm going to say it every goddamn time until it gets to UFC on ESPN 100. Go ahead.
Gabe out here fighting the good fight.
Why'd you draw a fucking stick figure with an afro and a blunt?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I'm fucking
high. Why not?
High.
Oh.
I could have drawn a million things, but that's what I chose to go with.
Ah.
First fight, you've got Cody Stamann and Song Yadong fighting to a draw.
This is the first of many we're going to see. Not many, because there's only two. Of illegal strikes changing the whole entire fight.
He upkicked him from the ground. I forgot about that.
Song kneed him while a ground opponent, so he ended up losing a point in that round, and it cost him the match. It was a draw. It would definitely would have been 2-3. It sucks for Dong. It's a tough way to lose.
Sucks for Dong.
Oh, Song. Excuse me. Sucks for Song.
Next fight, you've got Aspen Ladd defeating Yana Kudetskaya by TKO in the third round.
Good win for her.
She beat the shit out of her.
She was like a madman in the end of the first. She's like...
She was legit screaming, punching this girl in the face. I felt so bad.
And then she ended up hitting her with a good left, I believe it was.
She lunged in with a left hook, knocked her down.
Dropped her, and then just got a TKO from ground and pound. Excellent, excellent for Ladd. Can't wait to see what she has around the corner.
Next fight, you've got Ben Rothwell TKOing Stefan Struve. This was in the second round after two big shots to the groin.
This was garbage. Those are two of the worst shots I've seen. Where it was a kick, but it kind of, you saw that it would scoop underneath the cup and get him straight in the testicles.
Yeah, it looked terrible.
And not only does that knock the wind out of you, but it completely like takes away all your strength.
Yeah.
Which is important. We had Struve took a long break after the first time. He almost took the complete 5 minutes
to recover. As he should have.
And the second time he took like maybe 3 minutes to recover.
Yep.
But like the first one, you see him rolling around on the ground. It was so painful.
It was really bad. You want to hear what he said after the fight?
Sure.
This is what he tweeted afterwards. He said, "That shit was weird as fuck. I felt like I was going to give birth to fucking Charizard, and they were booing and chanting. Then I start to fight again, and they chant USA, 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 like my Dutch balls did something wrong." I thought that was pretty funny. Still talking about it, though, but I think they should have stopped the fight after the second one. Probably given Stefan Struve the win by...
No contest. I don't know about a DQ. I'd say a no contest.
I mean, it was a really bad one, and he did it twice.
They kept on mentioning something about the old rules, at least in the beginning of the card. Why was that going by old rules?
I don't know.
Because they said it around the same time Song did that illegal knee. But he was a downed opponent. He only had one knee down, but he was a downed opponent. Yeah. They mention it another time, I believe.
Because the new rules, if you have one knee down, you're not considered down. But if you have both knees down, you're considered
down. So what are they? Are they like the fucking Game of Thrones? They have the old laws and the new?
Yeah. Not all states adopted the new laws.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, I was confused. Where were they fighting out of?
D.C.
Okay. So they weren't even in a state. They were in a district.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The co-main event, Marina Rodriguez and Cynthia Cavillo fought to a draw. Second draw on the card. And this card had the most draws on it since like UFC 214 or something like that.
Yeah, you don't usually see two in the same card.
It's only the third UFC fight in history where two draws happened on the same card.
Rodriguez took it to her in the first and the second, but the third was just... She put so much damage on her on the ground and pound.
Yeah, Cynthia took her down and beat up on her.
And that made it the draw just from the damage alone.
They scored that a 10-8, most of the judges.
So it was ruled a majority draw on that.
Yep. And in the main event, you have Jarezinho Rozenstruik KOing Alistair Overeem with 4 seconds left in the fight.
Yeah.
After losing all four rounds before that.
I cheated a little bit because I didn't watch the full fight. I just watched the last round like you told me to.
Yeah, the first four rounds were a bunch of like jabbing and circling out.
And he ended up catching him with a left first, and then he caught him with a hard right. And when they show it in slow-mo, you see his lip open.
Oh, yeah. His lip tore like an inch above it. Like, it's, like, right next to his nose now.
The ref saw his lip and instantly called it.
Yeah, that shit was bad.
Which leads to some question, because we've had these kind of injuries before with Robbie Lawler.
Yeah, his wasn't nearly as bad. And also, Alistair Overeem kind of fell into the fence when he got up. That's why he called it.
He was stumbling. I'd say it's a good stoppage, but some people might say otherwise.
Yeah, I mean, it was only like 3-4 seconds left. You could have let him go to the thing if you wanted to, but he was done.
I think Overeem would have won the fight had it gone
easily.
The distance.
He won all four rounds before that.
But, you know, it is what it is. Do we have a fight card to pick for this weekend?
UFC 245.
All right, I'm going to do it on the fly.
Big pay-per-view. There's 3 title fights on this one. The first fight of the night, you've got Peter Yan taking on Uriah Faber. I'm going to go with Peter Yan. He's younger and stronger. Faster now.
Ah, fuck it. I'll go for the California kid. I like watching him fight.
Now that that motherfucker's like 42, he's like Tom Brady fighting.
Yeah, basically. I gotta wait until he's fucking seasoned before I actually enjoy like watching him.
Next fight, you've got Marlon Moraes taking Jose Aldo in his bantamweight debut. I'm going with Marlon Moraes. Jose Aldo's, he's too big for 135. I don't think it's going to be a good cut for him.
Yeah? That bad?
He looks like shit. Like, he looks like he's dying. Like, Christian Bale from The Machine is bad.
I don't know. I like Aldo, though. I'm going Aldo. Fuck you.
Okay.
Just to be different.
Gabe's so goddamn truculent today.
Yep.
Next, you've got the first of three title fights. You've got Amanda Nunes taking on Jermaine Durandamy. I'm going with Amanda Nunes, and that's Rob's Lock of the Week.
That's a double lock. Yeah, there's no way. Nunes is too big, too strong, too mean, too lesbian.
Yeah. She's not going to lose this fight. She destroyed Cyborg, and Cyborg would... I mean, she was the GOAT. Basically the greatest in women's MMA. And I just think she's going to be too fast and too strong for Jermaine. Knock her out, too. In the co-main event, you've got Max Holloway defending his title against Alexander Volkanovski. I'm going with Max Holloway. Think he's going to retain it.
Yeah, I do too. I got nothing against Volkanovski, but Holloway's too good.
Yeah, I think his striking is going to be able to keep him at distance. And he's probably going to end up knocking him out in the fourth or the fifth round. And now in the main event, you've got Kamaru Usman taking on Kobe Covington. I'm going with Kamaru. I think he's too big, too strong again. I don't think Kobe's going to be able to wrestle him. And he's not going to be strong enough or good enough to get up off of his back.
Too dark.
No.
You know what's happening, Rob, and you know what I'm going to say.
Oh, okay. It's not racist. Never mind.
I'm putting in the... I'm that Nigerian night train boy. You know I'm going with my man Usman. If I could I'll lock that one.
Dude, that sounds like a... I'm not even going to say it.
Why would you think like that, Rob? Get your mind out of the gutter.
I can't help it. That shit's rough. But yeah, both going for Kamaru. Also, fuck Kobe. This dude sucks.
Yeah, I'm sick of him, and I don't even hate him like you do.
I don't hate him. I just think he's fucking annoying. Like, he's like when your little brother just figures out how to swear and he keeps on swearing at you. Actually, you don't have a little brother.
I'm the little brother.
Yeah. Well, it's annoying as fuck when you're little. Just whispers in your ear, oh, fuck. That's what Kobe is. He sucks.
And now it's time for this week's Misconnection. I never knew how I felt till the day you were gone. Charity, why don't you hit us from the top?
Okay, so this one's called John, if you're still in Lynn, I'm back. Love to meet you. Then it says...
It's a long-ass title.
I know.
That's the whole title?
That's the whole title. Yeah. And then he
it's
goes...
It's just what he wanted.
It's... Oh, God, it's so bad. John, I'm not sure if you're still in Lynn or on the North Shore, but I think it's worth trying to find you. This is your older gent friend who used to meet with you for lunch and fun times. If you're still in the area, drop a line and don't hesitate to send pics / stats. But the funny part about it was that he spelt meat in both the title and the paragraph.
Like
M-E-A-T.
He did that on purpose?
I thought it was going to be some weird kink. So when I read through, I was like, oh. And then I found out he was actually just stupid. I think that's just it.
Oh, I thought it was like a double entendre.
That's what
oh,
I was
maybe getting. Maybe it is.
Because he's like, give me that.
I mean, he could.
Give me that meat, boy.
Love to meet you. Oh,
he could
fuck.
Also be
That's
stupid,
he
though.
He's also from he's Lynn, so he's stupid.
But if he's an older gent,
he also could be.
Jesus Christ. Pound Town.
Oh. Pound Town.
Oh. Guys, that was so funny.
You're gonna ruin that pop filter.
I hate everything.
What's up, kitty?
Aw, Yuffie. He liked it.
That one got way worse when I thought about it.
Love to meet you.
See, now he can't look away.
I don't know.
Now you can't look away.
Look away what?
From Craigslist. All the creepy people.
Well, I'm gone. That's it. That's the end of me. She's going to get creepy dudes to cuddle her and be the big spoon, whatever. She's like, I really like to be the big spoon.
I don't. Who are you talking about?
Putting up your stats. I'm 5'2".
Oh.
115 pounds.
What'd you find?
Oh.
Shoulder length blonde.
Oh, brown hair. Guys, what? This one might be better than the first. Okay. All
right, go for it. I'm gonna allow it. Usually don't. Go ahead.
What? You only do one?
Usually.
What? You're missing out on prime real estate.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Trust me, they keep coming.
Hold on.
What?
And now for this week's second misconnection.
Okay, so this one's called Joey the Massage Guy.
Oh boy.
Whoa.
So we're already off to the races.
You know my cousin Joey you met?
Is he a massage guy?
He's a chiropractor.
Fuck. Well, you're about to learn.
Where is it at?
Stoneham Woburn.
Oh, I was going to say, if it's in Stoneham, that's definitely him. Go Stoneham Woburn. Okay.
The message is, it's Sam here. I used to get weekly massages in your Stoneham condo. Always felt renewed afterwards. You had to stop as you had a new boyfriend and he didn't like you doing them. Sure would love to reconnect or find someone new.
Okay. I mean, if you want to find someone new, just don't leave that message.
What kind of massages is he talking about?
John Travolta type massages.
Oh my God. Do you guys want to hear a funny story? So my mom's a massage therapist and she had like business cards for a while. But they came back from the printer and they were mistyped. So whatever her little slogan was, something, 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 doing massages. But they left out the I. So it was something, 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 dong massages. And she sent them out. What? And she, I'm not kidding.
She got so many clients.
I'm not kidding.
She's just sitting over there with it on the table, like doing the little karate chops across it.
I'm serious. I swear on my life, that's a true story. That was so. That was when we first moved to Easton.
Does
so
she have any business cards left?
Immediately ousted.
I was about one of those frames.
I was about to say,
she
let me Google
some
search.
People have like their first dollar they earn. My mom should have like.
Your mom has dong massages. Dong massages. You know that's the name of the episode now.
Oh, of course it is.
Great. Oh.
If you'd like to talk to us, you can drop us a line at freshoffthegrillpod@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Sorry for the pause. If you want to leave us a viewer voicemail, you can download the Anchor app, Anchor FM app. I don't know if it's, I think it's just Anchor.
It's Anchor FM, but.
I think it's just the Anchor app.
Who cares at this point? Too high.
Probably Anchor FM cares.
You can follow me on Instagram at Cheap Guitars, Cheap Thrills. And you can follow the podcast just at Fresh Off the Grill Pod.
Yeah, that's right.
Charity, are you going to make your podcast debut with Miss Mary soon?
I wish. I don't know. She texted me about it the other day, though, so we shall see.
Well, when do her voice.
I can't. What if she listens to this?
Hey, bitch.
Oh, you. Who did she say you looked like?
Who, me?
No.
Oh, Jason Biggs.
The pie fucker.
Jason Biggs.
Oh, hi, Mary. Jason. Nice to meet you. I like your outfit. You look like Jason Biggs. You were immediately offended.
Yeah, I was.
It's not even accurate.
This isn't even the first time I've talked about it on a podcast.
Oh, shit. Oh.
Not even Manu Ginobili. The fucking
pie
fucker.
It's coming back to haunt you.
Hey, Ginobili's fucking like sixth man of the year award. Like, he probably won that the most out of anybody. That's probably a good basketball player.
Probably.
He's got fundamentals, Rob. And you know what? Fundamentals are underrated.
White people love fundamentals. I don't. It's
Mr.
stupid.
Rogers.
Like us on Facebook. Rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Other than that, have a wonderful week. Adios.
Peace.
Bye.
You got to go and dig those holes.
Man, I'm tired.
With broken hands and withered souls, emancipated from all you know. You got to go and dig those holes.
Man, you slow, bro.
D10. Oh, that's what we're doing. We're singing. Y'all know nothing about that.
Watch me. Watch me. Come on, Ed. Come on, Ed. Prove yourself.
Take it out.
Me. Her, she's between.
What?
Don't lean on the table because you keep on bumping.
Oh, sorry. Oh, it's because the table's wobbly. My bad.
This table's not fucking wobbly. You should have fucking. Do you remember the last table we had, bitch? The one that would come apart when you ate at it?
Oh, yeah, this I
table,
forgot.
This table, but with those.
I forgot.
No, that was Don's antique table he has in there.
Fuck that. I got a burp. I saw that. That was fucking gross.
That was gross. He wipe that up.
He coughed up a boogie.
Oh, I hate
you. Yeah. Can you grab me a paper towel? Jerry, why don't you pick our missed connections this week?
I don't know what that is.
Type in Craigslist missed connections and find the creepiest or funniest one you can find. I'm going to pause this. What?
Oh, I thought it was Yuffie.
Sorry. No, I think it's just the heat clicking on it. Oh, no, it's done! That would have scared the shit out of you if you were looking this way, because he literally came as soon as he said something.
I did. I thought he was going to start in the air.
To the T. What is that you smelling, dog? That's me. I don't take showers and I don't brush my teeth. That's all I do is dig holes, eat, and sleep. There is no lake, there is no shade, there is no place to hide, so just sit and wait to fry.
You got to go and dig those holes.
You and Luis Pena, best friends? I keep seeing you on your vlog, you guys hanging out all the time.
That's Violent not Bob my Ross. Vlog. Yeah. He's here for the fight. He's a good guy. Why you gotta be gay with it? It's your, we best friends. Are these people your best friends? You're standing pretty close to them.
Sure.
Your hair's pretty fucking friendly. Motherfucker. Any other fucking questions?